How is PCOS diagnosed? Tests, screening, and what to expect? For many women, the diagnosis of PCOS doesn't happen in one visit. It often comes after months, sometimes years, of noticing changes that don't quite add up. A period that skips often, acne that doesn't settle, weight changes that feel difficult to explain, maybe a sense that something is off, but no clear answer as to why. Understanding how PCOS is diagnosed can make this stage feel less uncertain and more manageable. Is there a single test for PCOS? There is no one test that confirms PCOS on its own. PCOS is diagnosed by looking at patterns over time, not just one report or scan. Doctors usually combine medical history, symptoms, blood tests, and imaging to understand what's happening in the body. This is one reason diagnosis can take time, especially when symptoms develop gradually. When do doctors suspect PCOS? A healthcare provider may begin evaluating for PCOS when a woman experiences a combination of the following: irregular, delayed, or absent menstrual cycles, signs of hormonal imbalance such as acne, hair thinning, or excess hair growth, difficulty with ovulation or fertility, weight changes or signs of insulin resistance. Not every woman will have all of these signs. PCOS often looks different from one person to another, which is why diagnosis focuses on the overall picture, not isolated symptoms. Medical history and physical assessment diagnosis usually begins with a detailed conversation. Your doctor may ask about menstrual cycle patterns over time, skin or hair changes, weight history, family history of PCOS, diabetes, or hormonal conditions. A physical assessment may also help identify visible signs of hormonal imbalance or metabolic changes. This step is important because it helps guide which tests are actually needed rather than ordering everything at once. Blood tests used in PCOS diagnosis. Blood tests are commonly used to understand hormone and metabolic levels. These may include tests that look at reproductive hormones involved in ovulation, androgen levels, which can affect skin and hair, blood sugar and insulin markers, lipid profile to assess metabolic health. These tests do not diagnose PCOS on their own, but they provide valuable insight into how the body is functioning. Role of ultrasound in PCOS. An ultrasound may be recommended to observe the ovaries and uterus. In some women, the ovaries may show multiple small follicles. In others, ultrasound findings may appear normal. The presence or absence of these features does not confirm or rule out PCOS by itself. Ultrasound findings are interpreted along with symptoms and blood results, not in isolation. Why PCOS diagnosis can feel delayed? Many women wonder why diagnosis takes so long. Some reasons include symptoms that appear slowly rather than suddenly, overlap with other hormonal or lifestyle-related conditions, period irregularity being dismissed as stress-related, focus on individual symptoms instead of patterns. This delay can be frustrating, but it does not mean something was missed permanently. Once patterns are recognized, clarity usually follows. Can screening help identify PCOS earlier? Screening tools and questionnaires can be helpful in identifying risk patterns, especially in the early stages. They don't replace medical evaluation, but they can. Highlight symptom clusters, encourage timely consultation, support more focused discussions with healthcare providers. Early screening often helps women seek guidance before symptoms begin affecting daily life or long-term health. What happens after diagnosis? A PCOS diagnosis is not the end of the journey. It's the start of understanding it better. Management plans are usually personalized and may involve nutrition and daily routine adjustments, medical support based on symptoms, monitoring cycles and metabolic markers, long-term follow-up to reduce future risks. Many women notice meaningful improvement once they understand their pattern and respond consistently. Why understanding the diagnosis process? matters knowing how PCOS is diagnosed removes much of the fear around it. It helps women understand why multiple tests may be needed. Avoid comparing their experience to others. Feel more confident during medical conversations. Focus on management rather than uncertainty. PCOS diagnosis is not about labels, it's about clarity. Moving forward with awareness. If you've been experiencing changes and wondering whether they are connected, learning about the diagnostic process is an important step. Awareness, timely evaluation, and consistent guidance can make PCOS far more manageable over time. For many women, the moment they understand what their body is doing is the moment things begin to feel steadier.